This is episode 2067 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, October 6, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It is time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
Oh, goody.
Oh, goody. What?
Oh, goody. Lindsay, what? This is the Who Cares. This, we should call it scraping the barrel day.
I heard the Lindsay Lohan come out of your mouth. Lindsay.
Lindsay Lohan announces new podcast, promises intimate conversations with friends and guests.
Oh, who's going to go on her show?
Oh, goody.
I mean, seriously.
Lindsay Lohan has something new in the works. Variety announced on Monday that Lilo will be launching her first podcast with digital content studio, Studio 71.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
A Lindsay Lohan podcast.
Oh,
yeah, I'm not going to rush out to subscribe to that. I'm just not going to.
Well, maybe on January 10th, we'll be out of Lindsay Lohan. The yet untitled show will share Lindsay's authentic voice in a never-before-seen side. I'm excited to partner with Studio 71 in the development and production of my podcast.
That doesn't even sound like her. I know what you're going for. But whatever.
I'm excited to partner with Studios. That doesn't sound.
That's better.
Studio 71 in development and production of my podcast.
Oh my God.
That hurt. Anyway. That was a statement she said.
So she said she's got a podcast.
I'm looking forward to connecting with more of my fans and having intimate conversations with friends and thought leaders across all industries.
She has fans.
Thought leaders.
She has fans.
Conversations with thought leaders with Lindsay Lohan.
Here's the deal, because I don't think she's going to get any celebrity guests on there. I mean, does she have any besties in the celebrity world anymore? I don't know. I mean, I think
she might have to pay if she pays people to come on.
That's what they do at the Dr. Phil show now. Come on, knock it off.
Maybe Oprah will go on. Oprah likes her.
Oprah will not go on Lindsay Lohan's podcast.
You don't think so?
I doubt it. Yeah. I doubt it. Oprah's got to have a bad day. She's got to have a fight with Stedman. Gail's got to call her up and go, girlfriend, and she's like, I've had enough of girlfriend. I tell you what, I'm gonna go have some time with Lilo, and I'm gonna be on her podcast. Not ever gonna happen. No.
Hey, there's no release date. Oh, how sad.
Oh, sad.
Not for the podcast. It's expected to premiere in late 2021, or which will be just in time for Christmas. Or early 2022.
Post January 10th. Okay.
Yeah. The apocalypse. Maybe it'll premiere January 10th.
God, I hope
John's
I'm not
apocalypse.
Right. I hope I'm not right about the apocalypse.
It's John's Van Campalypse.
Well, but what is she going to have to talk about? I mean, she's going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember the time when. And I went to Greece. And I was in the nightclub business. And I dated this guy. Oh, and I got this really weird accent that nobody understands.
Oh, but then she went to United Emirates? No.
She's been everywhere. She's been to Dubai.
She's been
to London. She did a play in London. You remember that? She was on probation when she did that play.
She's also set to make her return to the screen.
No.
Because someone paid her to make a movie.
No, stop.
Yes, they did. Guess who?
Of course,
it's Netflix.
Oh, Netflix.
A holiday rom-com.
You said we were scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Right? Well, I don't know how long Kim and Kanye keep... What is it? Kim and Kanye. Kim Ye. That's what it is, right? Kim Ye?
They're not Kim Ye anymore because they're split up.
Oh, they're still Kim Ye. I don't know how long they can keep putting on this little front that they're just supporting each other.
Yeah, I think they're back together.
So last week, the two responded at Nobu with a third wheel.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Kim CMO.
Okay, all right. Because everybody goes to dinner with their ex and their CMO.
Yes, naturally. Natch.
To Nobu in the boo. Oh, my God.
And they all left together in the same car.
Well, now, wait a minute. That has other connotations when you think about it.
Is that Chief Makeup Officer?
No, it's Chief Marketing Officer. I think but I like is, Chief Makeup Officer.
I think
officer.
For her it's Chief Makeup
Officer.
Right.
I think you're right.
So this week, Kanye's in New York. I can't even say it anymore. New York City. He's secretly helping Kim in her debut gig hosting Saturday Night Live.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Maybe he thinks he's going to jump on the stage.
You know what? He probably will.
So a source.
Oh, you know what? That would be the time.
Of course.
And everybody would support that at SNL. They'd be going like, oh, how sweet. You guys are back together.
Now,
Kanye's crazy, but you guys are back together.
So a source said, Kim's nervous mostly. About hosting SNL, and Kanye's quietly advising her on her performance.
Yeah. Oh, right. He's advising her.
Yeah.
Her Talk opening. A lot, babe. Talk
right.
a lot.
And he's advising her on her opening monologue.
Push him up, babe. Push him up. Oh, wait a minute.
She'll choke. They can't go up and she'll choke.
Bend over a lot, babe. Bend over a lot.
No, she might bust something. So even advising her on her costumes for the show.
Oh, my God. No, of course he is.
Maybe she'll wear pantyhose over her face.
That would be funny. That would be actually the best monologue they could do. Both Wouldn't they could it? Both come out.
Yes.
And the pantyhose look over right. the face. And go like, I don't know if you recognize him, but it's my ex-husband, Kanye West. Everybody.
That person
this
in the back
is
isn't
be
clapping.
So bad.
You need to clap because
this is gonna be so bad. I mean, Deborah Messing was right. They need to let people host SNL who are real celebrities.
I can't wait to see the clips.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's going to be crazy. And you know, so watch this. If you watch SNL, watch this. Usually the host, if they're a good actor, they'll memorize their lines. They'll be able to ad-lib. Kim cannot ad-lib.
Well, she starts rehearsals today.
Right. Well, they all do. Yeah, they start rehearsals. So here's the deal. Watch where her eyes are. Uh-huh. They'll be focused down at the bottom below the camera where the cue cards are. I swear it. In any of the skits, she will be looking at the cue cards. She'll be looking off camera. And there's the cue cards.
It'll be interesting seeing her having to do like something like pseudo acting instead of reality show.
Yeah, I don't think so. I also heard she's having dinner with Lorne Michaels last night. We'll see what that
is. Of course.
Yeah, you know, he takes everybody out to dinner.
Oh, sure.
You know who has not been a host on SNL and would be fantastic? Would be Halle Berry. Halle Berry. We should start a campaign. Oh, it worked for Betty White. Let's start a Facebook campaign to get Halle Berry as host of SNL.
Halle Berry is no Betty White.
I got that. But Betty White is no Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.